arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I appreciate you joining me. Starting out this hour with my buddy Clyde Harrison from Chicago. Clyde is a well-known guy in the financial community. He's a co-founder of the Rogers Raw Material Fund, and he's a good friend of mine. We're going to chat a little bit about the headline that came out yesterday, Friday, February 19th. I'm going to quote here, everything is on the table for Obama's deficit panel. Some of the questions are higher taxes for all. There is some issues regarding raising the retirement age, exposing more income to Social Security and Medicare payroll taxes, perhaps requiring seniors to pay more medical costs out of their pockets, etc. And the goal is to cut $1.5 trillion annual shortfall by more than half within the next 5 years. Is this smoke and mirrors, Clyde? What's it all about, in your opinion?
Well, the committee that Obama has signed an executive order to create, since Congress was smarter than to create one, is 18 people, six picked by him, six picked by the Democrats, six by the Republicans. In my opinion, this is a magic trick.
Okay.
What magicians have you do is you watch the hand they're moving things around with while the other hand is tricking you.
Yeah.
If you look at the previous year, domestic spending was increased 25%. You look at this year's following budget, another 25%, and next year he wants to freeze it. How would you like to increase your expenses 50% and then freeze them? Not exactly what I would call conservative.
No.
He's predicted this year's budget deficit will be $1.5 trillion. I'm telling you, this is an election year. We'll hit $2
trillion. Okay.
Now, that sounds absolutely ridiculous, but I believe it will happen.
Okay.
We'll do the history of how we got here. You had Lyndon Johnson, when I was a much younger man, get on TV, start the Great Society by saying we're going to help the people who aren't responsible for their own failure. My father taught me, and the church that I went to taught me, I was responsible for my own failure. Unless I was in a car accident or something, or in some way was born with a defect, or had a medical problem, I was responsible for my own failures and better learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
So he started the spending on that. It started hitting in 1970. Then we went off the gold standards because that spending was not sustainable.
Right.
So what happened in 1970, since 1970 to last year, personal income has increased in the United States by 32%. Government spending has increased 221%.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, of course it is.
The entitlement promises had us heading for a debt cliff prior to this, prior to Obama's spending, and the last year of Bush, by the way. We were heading towards a debt cliff at about 45 miles an hour. We're now going 120.
Yeah.
This may take 1 mile an hour off of that. It's inconsequential.
You know, the thing that I find interesting that I think a lot of people have to realize, you know, and you and my other, all of my other colleagues and family members and personal friends, et cetera, we're all fairly conservative. But I think that the one thing that we have politically, and the one thing I want to say that I think is very, very important for the American public to realize is that this problem that we have right now isn't a problem just of our president. It's a problem of the Bush presidency. It's a problem of the Clinton presidency. It's a problem of the Bush senior presidency. And we go way, way back. It all started, some people would argue, back in 1913. I would have a tendency to agree with that. But I think that really let's not go back that far. Let's go back to when Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971. That's when the whole thing started, because you had spending that was absolutely, totally, 100% uncurbed. And that's where we are right now. We have a society that believes in entitlements. We have a society that believes, as you said very accurately earlier in the segment, Clyde, we have a society that is firmly convinced that they are entitled to certain things from our government. We have a society that believes in not necessarily paying for what you get. We have a society that believes in rewarding failure. Clyde, I have to tell you, I just got back from South America, or from not South America, but Mexico, as you know, was down there on a business trip with some very, very savvy analysts. And I'll tell you, we talked about this situation a lot, and everybody is in agreement. We may be headed for a cliff that we're not going to be able to survive once we fall, and that's that debt cliff that you're talking about.
Well, you know, the fact that people were promised things.
Yeah.
Okay. The fact that they believe in entitlements, they do because they were told to believe.
Mm-hmm.
They were told that Social Security is coming out of your check every month so that when you retire, you will get some money to live off of.
Right.
The problem is it was spent every year. It was never, ever put away. Washington lied to you.
Right.
There was no bank account. There was no growth of that money. And that's what the problem is. The people have a right to be mad that their money was squandered, okay? I've said before, I do not want to pay for some 10-year-old that dropped out of high school to play with his friends on the street corner when he's 30 and can't get a job. I want him to suffer and be an example, but I don't have a choice. I'm in the high-end tax bracket. I'm probably paying for a group of 10-year-olds that failed 20 years ago.
You know, it's interesting. You say that I'm in a high tax bracket that's probably paying for a group of 20-year-olds that failed a number of years ago. You know, I get chastised, Clyde, by a lot of our listeners because I say I'm in a high tax bracket too. You know, I work like hell to get here, but my wife and I are here, and I have to tell you, I don't care. If my taxes go up to solve the problem in the country, I don't care. As long as what my taxes are going for aren't simply bogus entitlements, but are ways to, and I'll use an old biblical phrase, show people how to catch fish, not give them fish. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what the Bible teaches us, and I think that's almost... You know, that's a better book for a guidebook than the Constitution.
Well, the Constitution's not even a guidebook anymore. Our government is not even following the Constitution anymore.
No, they haven't respected it for a while.
Yeah.
The problem is this can't be sustained. The math won't work, and when the math won't work, it won't.
Yeah.
So the question is, do you want to prepare for this? I mean, you and I have talked. We know each other pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I have a used Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
And I buy a used Corvette about every 5 years from some guy who had to have one brand new that's got 13,000 miles on it when I buy it. I buy it for half the price he paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
I have it another 90,000 miles and get rid of it.
Right.
And I could afford 5 brand new Corvettes tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But they're stupid. When I can buy a year and a half old one for $27,000 instead of $60,000,
mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Yeah,
I'm not insane.
I know, and I'm not either. And I do the same thing with BMW. So
my boat's 21 years old.
Yeah.
It runs like a top.
Yeah.
I don't need a new pretty go fast boat. I have an old go fast boat.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100% with what you're saying, and you know what you're saying. I think is really, really in a very real sense. Indicates what's wrong with our society. Now I tell you, I read the material, everything on the table for the deficit panel, etc. I read that, and my initial response was, you know, I applaud the government for trying to do something, but I'll tell you, what the government has to do, in my opinion, Clyde, is we have to change lifestyle philosophies. We have to change lifestyle philosophies, otherwise this thing is never, ever, ever going to work. Correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is going to be painful.
It's going to be painful, and you know
okay,
what?
We
have to take a real quick break here. We're going to take a real quick commercial break. Big Al's going to be right back with Clyde Harrison and Roger Wiegand. Stick around.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, the second hour. I am chatting right now with Clyde Harrison, continuing our discussion of the previous segment. We've been joined by Roger Wiegand. Roger is a regular contributor to Kitco. He's got a newsletter called Trader Tracks, involved in a website with Jay Taylor called WeBeatTheStreet.com. Roger's he's a neighbor, and he's a really, really interesting guy. We're going to continue this discussion about the deficit panel because I think there are some misconceptions here. I think in principle, principle, as we discussed in the last segment, probably in principle it's a very good idea. Is it going to work? Big Al doesn't think so. Let's start out with you, Clyde, and then Roger.
Well, I said in the last segment that, we were heading at the debt cliff at 45 miles an hour. Then in Bush's last year and now Obama's presidency, we've moved the speed up to 120. Maybe this blue ribbon panel of experts, six Democrats, six Republicans, and six people picked by Obama, I wouldn't call them experts when we get done. They may slow the speed down to 119, but we're still going to the debt cliff.
What do you think, Roger?
Well, it's kind of obvious that they're jumping around and starting to get extremely nervous about some of these big problems coming to a head. I think that the setting up of this committee is a PR stunt, just to get people to understand that perhaps maybe they have a handle on it, they're trying to get a handle on it, and that this blue ribbon panel is going to come up with new solutions that are going to solve these problems. In my particular view, I think that it's too late. I think that we're headed for a smash. It's only going to take a matter of time. They've got to deleverage all this debt. And the president is not deleveraging the debt. He's piling on more debt. He's pandering to the voters who put him in office. He's handing out all the goodies to the people who are supporting him. And on the other hand, he's trying to take from those who are really the backbone of this country, who are paying the taxes. You're headed for a tax revolt. We saw some of that activity earlier this week, unfortunately. But it's not going to work. And I think that somewhere down the trail here, Al, we're headed for a higher inflation with a chance, an outside chance maybe of hyperinflation, and then a return back to a deflation that we're in right now. People claim that they see green shoots. They see little signs of things getting better. I see signs of more of this stuff piling up. I saw a report the other day from my bank at J.P. Morgan Chase that they are now holding $79 trillion in derivatives. That is something that the public is simply not aware of. They're not paying attention to these things, and it's going to come back and bite us, and it's going to bite us hard.
Well, I just wrote a magazine article and basically said the stuff that they're saying about what we're doing to our grandchildren and children, unless your children are like mine in their 30s and 40s, they're not going to get hit by this. We are. This isn't 10 years away, in my opinion. Could be as close as 5. And everybody's talking about the dollar rally. We mentioned it a little bit ago. The dollar's rallying against currencies that are really junky. If you take your money to the store this weekend, you won't find a dollar rally. Nothing will be cheaper. It's just that it's less of a piece of garbage than the euro is right now. They're finding things much more expensive when they go to the store. So all the currencies are going down together. Ours just right now is the better of the stinkos.
Better of the stinkos is an interesting way to put it, and I would agree with that 100%. You know, I mentioned earlier that I just got back from Mexico where I did some work with some people who I consider to be very credible analysts, and one guy, Sean Broderick in particular, who's going to be following us up here in the second hour. Sean said, my question to him was, why is the dollar remaining as strong as it is? It just doesn't make any sense. And he said, because quite frankly, Al, it's the best of the worst. I mean, it is the best of the worst, right, Raj?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. On the other hand, I'm looking at the dollar index real time right now. I see in the March contract, it's 80.73. We said that it would stick around 80, that being a magnet number, has been for many years, and that's basically what's happening. And
well,
gold and silver continue to rise.
It's the best of the worst right now, except that's the current focus. Greece is 3% of the GNP of the euro. So we're picking on Greece, Portugal, and Italy. They're really bad, okay? They're about 15% of the euro total GNP. You look at California, it's 13% of our GNP. California, Illinois, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and New York are 31% of our GNP. And they make Greece look like they're running an austerity program. So the perception right now is the euro stinks. The perception will change.
Well, I have to tell you, it's that perception, I think, will change definitely. You know, I mentioned on the show last week that Kathy and I just got back from Phoenix, you know, and we spent a week down there, and we got a really, really good picture about what's going on in the economy of Arizona, you know. And you think California's bad, and California's terrible. California, as everybody knows, is in real serious trouble. So is Arizona. And that's not making a whole bunch of noise in the press right now, but it's absolutely terrible down there. The other states, you know, Roger has been warning me personally about what's going on in Michigan for the last 3 years. I mean, what's the unemployment back there, Roger? 35%?
Well, it's terrible. They claim officially it's 17%. And then those seeking work that have, a minimum wage job makes it more like 24 to 27%.
Yeah,
the two of the larger cities, Flint and Detroit, are now at 50% unemployment. The city of Detroit, which was called the Paris of the Midwest in 1922, is now just a smoking ash can of wreckage. And there's 850,000 people that live there, when formerly the population of that city was over 2 million.
Clyde, you're in Illinois. You're a little bit north of Chicago. What's your opinion about what's going on in Illinois? I mean, they can't be in great shape either.
Illinois per capita is worse than California.
Yeah.
What we look at is the gross numbers. So
yeah.
We're $11 billion in the hole. They're $20 billion in the hole. So let's talk about California. But per person, we're going to get stuck worse here to pay this bill.
Yeah.
And their pensions are better paid for. Ours are only 45% paid for public employees. Ridiculous.
Interesting point. You know, I want to say one thing here to close out this segment. And what I want to say is this. You know, we talk a lot about what people call gloom and doom. We talk a lot about what's going on in the economy that we think is incorrect. You know, you've got some in the conventional press. You've got some what I consider to be optimistic tones. I think that that the deficit panel is very definitely an optimistic tone. I think that that's going to give a lot of people's, you know, hope, for lack of better terms. I'm not saying there's no hope, okay? What I'm saying is, and what my guests are saying is, you simply need to be aware of what's going on so you are in a better position to take care of yourself and your family. We've got to make some changes, and you can't make changes if you're not aware of the situation. Okay, Big Al's going to be right back with Sean Broderick from Weiss Research. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world. Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent.
independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 Truth Group, send your request to editor at rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back as promised with Sean Broderick. Sean and I just spent a week or so down in Mexico looking at some resource properties down there, actually looking at a mine that's in complete production, full production, profitable. It's a very, very interesting situation. But I want to get Sean to weigh in a little bit on the issue that I was talking about with Clyde and Roger, this deficit panel. But I want to approach it from a little different standpoint. Sean is very much a technician. He's very, very good in terms of the advice that he gives to his subscribers and the subscribers of Weiss Research. And he was telling me off the air here that he's getting some very, very strong buy signals in certain areas. And I wonder if those buy signals aren't perhaps a result of the headlines about this deficit panel. I mean, Sean, what do you think?
Well, actually, I think you may be raising a good point, because the more we hear about this deficit panel, it's just laughable. I mean, this is just a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. There is a culture of corruption in Washington, D.C., and this deficit panel isn't going to do anything about the free giveaways or the pork barrel politics of like what's happening in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I think that's really kind of putting different hard assets on the move is we saw the Fed raise its benchmark interest rate by a few basis points. I think it was maybe 25 basis points.
Mm-hmm.
And that should have been a big boost for the U.S. dollar, and it was in the short term, and it should have hammered stocks and commodities and things like that. But again, I think most people are realizing, you know, they had to do something sometime. This is really just a Band-Aid thing. And so, therefore, people are ready to move out of the U.S. dollar, which has had a good run, and move that money into things that are looking poised to do well for the rest of the year. That would be hard assets.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly the markets this past week have shown that that's the direction that we're going in, and then gold's close on Friday the 19th. Yesterday, you know, gold closed up on the ask side at 1121, 1120 on the bid side, in spite of the fact that the dollar still is above the, on the index, slightly above 80. So it's, I would have to agree. I would think that the buy signals that you're seeing vis-a-vis the commodities, a lot of the commodities, I think are very, very accurate, number one. And number two, in response to all of this economic, you know, I don't want to use the B word on the radio, but I, you know, the economic machinations, for lack of better terms, that are going on.
Let's use the word baloney. It's a B word.
There you go.
But, yeah, I mean, I think people are seeing that the people in Washington are not taking this seriously. And so, therefore, the U.S. dollar, which had a good run, you know, there's nothing to really take away from that. It might not be where you want to have your wealth put right now, and you might want to put your wealth in things that had a big correction,
mm-hmm.
And should be poised to go higher. We are seeing this abdication of responsibility by mm-hmm. major governments around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come up with these pronouncements and stuff, but they don't follow through with real action.
No.
That, I think, would tend to make people not feel good about keeping their money in paper assets. That doesn't mean that things have to turn around completely and we're going to see the dollar jump out a window.
Mm-hmm.
But it just brings us back in line with a longer-term trend, which is hard assets up and then things like the U.S. dollar lower.
I don't know. As we talked about down in Mexico, I have been, a real precious metals bull, as a lot of my listeners, a lot of our listeners, I guess, better way to put it, is a lot of them say, you know, you're the consummate flag waver for precious metals, and we think you might be wrong, you know, and I think I might be right, and I think it's playing out right now. It's I think that economically, financially, the world, and I would have to include basically, primarily, I would stress the United States and the European countries. I mean, you're talking about huge trouble, and you're talking about trouble that, regardless of all of the deficit panels and everything else that are brought into the situation, you're talking about a situation that is almost incorrectable without some major, major hardship.
Well, yes, and I will certainly speak to that, but I would like to point out that I'm not always a precious metal bull.
Right.
In fact, up until this past week, I had on some like short positions. I really trimmed down the long positions in my portfolio. I had on like the ultra short silver fund, which I closed out Friday at a small gain, but you know, a gain. And now at least things have gone back into neutral. And now I'm ready to pick up some beaten down stocks and ones that look cheap and will certainly be cheap if the price of hard assets heads higher. You know, I mean, this is a very difficult situation for our politicians, and I just want to try and look at like their side of it. Is they're used to dealing with like the way things used to be, which is we built up this empire of debt, and like we generally pushed things into the future, and everyone lived on the big easy money, and that's the way it always was. And they kind of figured that it could continue for a while. But at some point, the party has to stop. And I think investors around the world, and maybe the general population, at least to some point, are starting to get the idea, the general inkling, that things have to change.
Mm-hmm.
And so the politicians don't know what to do. They've only done the one thing all this time. They really don't know how to deal with the new situation. And so we'll see them flail around with things like the deficit panel and like all this other parade of nonsense that they come up with, because they will not actually grasp with the real problems facing them. And until they do that, we're just going to see more of the circus.
It really is turning into a circus, and unfortunately, it isn't the high quality that you get in Cirque du Soleil. It's a very interesting situation. Well, I mean, where do you think it's all going to go, Sean?
Again, things like this don't move in one direction all at once. But I think that we have had a correction, and now we'll start to revert to the big trend. Now, where it finally ends up, which I think is your question, is, and I don't think this is anytime soon, but I think at some point we are going to see an adjustment in the U.S. dollar. That's the only way we can pay off these debts, which is the value of the U.S. dollar has to become much lower. I hate to see that happen. Like, I think almost all Americans, my biggest investment is the U.S. dollar simply by living here and simply by having dollars in my bank account. So I think that's why people should think about hedging their exposure. That doesn't mean you put all your money in gold and silver, but at least put some of it there in case this thing unwinds faster than most of us think could happen. You know, at least you have something in there that can actually cushion the fall.
Yeah. Interesting situation. We got about a minute left. I want you to do me a favor. You just published a book. Wiley and Sons put it out. We were talking about it again. I have a copy. Thank you very much. Tell my listeners, take a minute or so, and tell my listeners, if you would, our listeners, about your book. Would you, Sean?
Sure. It's called The Ultimate Suburban Survivalist Guide, The Smartest Money Moves to Make for Any Crisis. And really, this is for people who are worried about the things they see headed our way, and I'll tell you, I really worried about a lot of this stuff, especially after the hurricane that really drowned New Orleans. I knew the government wasn't going to come and save my butt, and I had to take care of myself. And I did a lot of research into this, things you can do in your portfolio, money-wise, saving money, but also things like food, water, energy, stuff like that, to really make yourself able to ride out just about anything. It's been getting some great reviews on Amazon.com from all sorts of people, and it really can help you prepare your life. It isn't a tinfoil hat preparedness book, but it is a book for average people who, like, live, let's say, a suburban lifestyle, and they want to prepare and plan for the worst that could come their way, whether it's the ordinary fire or flood, which happens, you know, more than we would like it to some big life-changing event that could really reshape the course of this country.
Yeah.
And so that's really what my book is about.
Okay, there you have it from Sean Broderick. Stick around. Al Corlin's going to be right back.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Interesting conversation, you have to admit, with Clyde and Roger and then Sean. Got another interesting guy right now who is a frequent contributor to our show, Greg Johnson. Greg is the co-founder of a company called Nova Gold. Very, very interesting guy. His insights on resources and commodities, I think, is very, very valuable. We were talking off the air a little bit about the comment that George Soros came out with a couple of weeks ago that Greg felt was totally misinterpreted, specifically in light of what Mr. Soros said yesterday. Greg, let's start with the way Soros' comments of 2 weeks ago were taken. What were those comments? And I think they were misinterpreted, but tell me why you think they were.
Yeah, it was an article that came out a couple of weeks ago, Al, at the it was out of Davos, Switzerland, and one of the IMF events, and they were quoting George Soros as basically that he saw that the current market conditions were inducive of bubbles and that gold would be the ultimate bubble. And the media grabbed it, Reuters and other conventional media, and ran with it and said, oh, gold is a bubble. When we read the article here at Nova Gold, we kind of looked at it and said, well, geez, you know, it doesn't seem like that's what he's saying. In fact, it looks to us like he's saying gold is the one place that's likely to escalate in the current macro environment. Interestingly, here just yesterday it came out in the media that the Soros Fund Group has more than doubled their holdings. And I think the number, if I recall, was something like to $8 billion of gold ETF,
yeah,
doubling the size of his holdings here. And the media chatter was, well, but didn't he just say gold was a bubble? very interesting, I think.
Yeah, no, it is very interesting. It's, you know, all of this is fascinating in my mind in light of what's going on. And I mean, I hate to beat a dead horse, so to speak, but, you know, I mean, the economic situation in Europe, the economic situation in the United States is just abysmal. And I think that anybody who doesn't really take a look at diversifying into precious metals or precious metals related stocks is absolutely crazy.
Well, I agree with you, Al. I mean, I think if you look in the current marketplace, you know, what are the areas that you can look in our current environment that are likely to appreciate?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the one area that we can definitely identify as a trend that is actively in motion is this movement for the developing countries, China, India, Brazil, et cetera, to need to consume basic materials, copper, as their populations increase in wealth, investing in gold. Those are the clear-cut growth areas that we've seen already, the levels of consumption by those areas has had a systematic increase over the last decade and is are continuing to increase. And so I think you're right, Al. I mean, that's one area that we know, you know, as one of the newsletters out there says, a trend in motion stays in motion until it ends. And that's one trend that is still in motion. And when you add on to it, you know, the monetary policy that's out there worldwide, but particularly in the U.S., it's hard to see an environment here which isn't more bullish for metals and gold and silver, you know, at least in the current level that we're at.
I've been on this bandwagon since about 2001 when gold was trading somewhere down around $250 an ounce. And I had an interesting experience in Frankfurt. I was speaking at a conference over there, and I followed the keynote, who was Jim Rogers. We got to know Jim a little bit after, you know, after my speech and his speech, and the rest of us spent a little time with the guy socially. And he said, you know, and you, admittedly, he's a pretty successful guy. And he said, you know, we are going to, for the next 20 years, and this is an event that occurred for me in 2007, he said, for the next 20 years, you are going to see a commodities market that you will not believe, in the sense that it's going to be, number one, where the profits are, and number two, where the most safety is. Well, Clyde Harrison, who is a frequent guest on our show and a good friend of mine and a co-founder of the Rogers Raw Material Fund, said exactly the same thing and continues to say exactly the same thing. I mean, when you look at, for example, the U.S. economy, would you want to invest in General Motors right now? Would you want to invest in Ford? Would you want to invest in bonds in some of our various states that heretofore have been incredibly safe investments? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think a lot of those areas, you know, perhaps those do become areas that you have more confidence down the road, but it seems like there's a lot of repair work that needs to be done to give you that pathway. But when you look at some of these areas that remain in motion, you look at the growth levels that continue to come out of China, continue to come out of India, you know, it's really clear that those, you know, we just returned from a two-week trip to Asia, and we were just blown away with the level of prosperity, with the level of building and growth that's going on there, and just the level of interest in projects. I mean, NovaGold has large copper, gold, and gold projects, and the level of interest for our projects really made it clear, you know, the level of interest in terms of securing supply long-term. These guys are looking to get things in place that can guarantee them supply of things like copper concentrate for the smelters, the buildup, and they want to make sure they have enough for the next 15 to 20 years.
Yeah.
And their worry, Al, is that they won't be able to secure those supplies, and that they're competing against all the other countries that are also looking to secure supply. It's a very interesting dynamic right now.
Here's a really interesting question right now, and the interesting question is, when you look at precious metals, you know, economic turmoil, political turmoil on an international level clearly are two very, very important inputs in the price of gold. And economic turmoil right now, as we discuss on this show constantly, is it's at a level I've never seen in my lifetime. Seriously, you know, and then let's talk about international turmoil. Actually, I just read about on Friday, the 19th of this month, I just read that the UN Commission now has very strong, strong evidence that, in fact, Iran is developing nuclear weapons. When this thing comes to light, in terms of international turmoil, man, that's about as bad as it gets. You know, you've got a rogue nation like Iran, a nation that some people define as a rogue nation. I'd have to say I'm probably in that category. You know, you've got a nation like Iran that is basically thumbing their nose at the free world and saying, we don't care what you say, we're building a bomb. Well, that's not good. I mean, that's going to go in a direction that is very definitely going to add to international uncertainty. To be kind, right?
Yeah, and historically, on a shorter term basis, there's no question that gold acts as a barometer. People will look to say, you know, in this kind of global turmoil, what's one place that I can kind of hedge out some of that exposure? And gold is often, I mean, we believe largely that the fundamentals, the market fundamentals for gold, largely underpin most of its price.
Sure.
But certainly on the short term, as you mentioned, these kind of global tensions, these kind of global situations, can, on a short-term basis, drive significant changes. And what can be interesting is the normal market dynamics can get interrupted. So you may have people that are shorting because they think short-term gold is, you know, gotten a little ahead of itself. But you have a global event that can suddenly cause those guys to run for the hills and cover those shorts. And it can be quite dramatic price moves that can happen on the shorter term based on those. So throw that in the mix, and it certainly makes for an interesting market.
I got a question for you. You know, I've got about a minute left here. My question is, I am looking for the safest place to put a substantial amount of money, by my standards anyway, in that my wife and I in our investment portfolio. You know, we have money invested in the conventional stock market as a result of a fund that my wife got involved in probably 20, 25 years ago, and I don't want to keep it in there because I think the value of that fund is going to go down substantially. And I think a lot of people in our country are in exactly that same position. You know, people who have retirement plans, people who continue to invest on a monthly basis, et cetera, in the conventional market. I don't think the conventional market is the place to be. But I'm not sure where to go. And that sounds a little hypocritical for me to say that, but I've never been a proponent of putting everything into resource companies. Am I crazy? Got about 30 seconds.
Well, I mean, I'm not a financial advisor, but
I know.
I would say that, you know, if anything 2008 taught us, diversification is important.
Yeah.
And if people don't have exposure to the sector,
I think
it's an area that definitely we do need,
exposure. Yeah, no, I it's a scary time. Okay, got to wrap it up. We're out of time. Stick around. Don't stick around. Come back next week. See ya.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.